Greetings from the city of Farmington. Natalie Spruill here, Director of Parks and Recreation. The Four Corners Balloon Rally returns to Farmington Friday, September 25th through Sunday, September 27th. And for 3 days, our skies will be filled with color, adventure, music, family fun, and of course, hot air balloons. You'll have opportunities to see spectacular morning balloon ascensions, evening balloon glows, live entertainment, food vendors, activities for kids, and even paid balloon rides. So let's take a look at what's happening throughout the weekend. Friday mornings, balloons will ascend at Lake Farmington. The rally gets kicked off to a beautiful start Friday morning at Lake Farmington, where the balloons will take to the sky between 7 and 9 a.m. And if you're planning to watch the launch from the lake, there are a few things you'll want to know. First, the lake access fee will be waived from 7 to 9 a.m. There will also be additional parking specifically opened for the event, with shuttles running from the parking area to viewing locations around the lake. Breakfast will be available for purchase in the campground, so you can grab something to eat while you watch the balloons inflate and lift off. There will be no watercraft allowed on the lake during the ascension, and the road past the campgrounds will be closed to through traffic from 7 to 9 a.m. But here's a little insider tip. You don't necessarily have to be at the lake to enjoy the show. If you want to avoid the crowds, consider heading to one of the off-site viewing locations along the projected flight path, including Saddleback Park and Lions Wilderness Park. Or you can stay right at home. KSJE 90.9 will be live streaming the morning ascensions Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, so you can watch the balloons take flight from wherever you are. Then Friday evening, head over to San Juan College's graduation plaza for the balloon glow. The event begins at 5:30 p.m. and admission is completely free. As the sun goes down, the balloons will light up the evening sky in spectacular fashion. And this isn't just about balloons. You'll have food trucks, carnival games, face painting, crafts, entertainment, and plenty of activities for the whole family. The entertainment lineup includes Joe Tahone Jr. and the White Mountain Apache Crown Dancers, Navajo Hoop Dancers, and the San Juan Circus. Food trucks will offer an assortment of food, drinks, and treats, while student-sponsored booths will feature carnival games, face painting, and other activities. And this year, the fun continues after the glow with an afterglow concert, including music for everyone, pop and classic rock to oldies and country. The free concert takes place from 8:30 to 9 p.m. in front of the Henderson Fine Arts Center. Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's time to look toward the Animas Valley Mall. Morning ascensions will take place from 7 to 9 a.m. If you're coming to watch the launch, mall access will be restricted from Main Street. You'll want to enter using English Road or Largo Street. Spectator parking will be available on the south side of the mall, with accessible parking located on the west end near JCPenney. So grab your coffee, bring the family, and get ready to watch the balloons rise over the valley. Saturday night, one of the community's favorite traditions returns to downtown Farmington. From 6 to 8 p.m., join us at the Farmington Civic Center for another spectacular balloon glow. This year's event is part of the Worldwide Day of Play, a partnership between the Association of Children's Museums and Nickelodeon. The focus is simple: get kids and families active, engaged, and having fun together. Inside the Civic Center, you'll find a Nickelodeon zone featuring projected cartoons, character photo opportunities, a green slime making station, a SpongeBob-themed bubble activity, yoga inspired by The Last Airbender, and a Follow the Slime adventure where families can compete in challenges throughout the gallery. And that's just inside. Outside, there will be balloons, a DJ, mini golf, an obstacle course, face painting, and plenty of food choices. Please remember that West Arrington Street will be closed between North Barrand and North Allen Street, along with the paved parking lot across from the Civic Center. New this year, if you want to ride in a balloon during the rally, Pagosa Adventures is offering sunrise flights starting at $225 per person. Space is limited and advance booking is required. This package includes a sunrise flight along the rally fleet with FAA-certified pilots, return transport from the landing site, and a traditional post-flight celebration. Closed-toed shoes are required. Bring layers for the chilly morning air, water, sunscreen, sunglasses, and a hat for burner heat. Also include your camera. Visit fourcornersballoonrally.com for details and booking. Want to get closer to the action? There's another way to experience the rally, and it doesn't cost a thing. Volunteer to crew a balloon. Volunteers get to work alongside balloon pilots, helping inflate and launch the balloons, then jumping into chase vehicles to follow the balloons and help the pilots after they land. And here's the really fun part. Pilots may even choose crew members to fly with them. All you need is a pair of work gloves. The pilots will teach you what you need to know. Volunteers must be 12 years or older, and anyone under 18 must have an accompanying adult. The biggest need for volunteers is during the morning ascensions. Chase crews help unpack and inflate the balloons, follow them as they fly, and help pack everything up after landing. And if you know Farmington's back roads and the glade, or you're comfortable driving a truck, you could be especially valuable to a chase crew. Morning ascension volunteers need to arrive at 6:45 a.m. There are also opportunities to help with the evening balloon glows. Glow volunteers help inflate and pack up the balloons while they're on the ground. Glow volunteers should arrive at 6:30 p.m. You can find the volunteer application, again, at fourcornersballoonrally.com under Get Involved. An event this big doesn't happen without an incredible community behind it. The Four Corners Balloon Rally is made possible through the generous support of our sponsors, including San Juan College, Animas Valley Mall, Country Gas, KSJE 90.9 FM, Ram Studio Signs, Waste Management, Home 2 Suites by Hilton, H&R Block, and Brian Turner and Janine Kelly with Morgan Stanley. We are incredibly grateful for their support. Just a note on the weather, all scheduled activities and flights depend on weather and flight safety conditions. So grab your family, bring your camera, invite your friends, and get ready for a weekend where the sky truly is the limit. For the complete schedule, volunteer information, balloon ride details, and everything you need to know about the rally, visit fourcornersballoonrally.com. We'll see you in the sky.